Dreamscape presents The Storyteller of Marrakesh by Joydeep Roy Bhattacharya. Copyright 2011 by Joydeep Roy Bhattacharya. Reprinted by permission of W.W. Norton and Company. Read by Gerard Kyle. Marrakesh. Place Jamaa El Fana. Evening. What matters in the end is the truth. And yet, when I think about the event that marked the end of my youth, I can come to only one conclusion, that there is no truth. Perhaps there is reason to believe the philosopher who realized to his dismay that the truth is precisely that which is transformed the instant it is revealed, becoming thereby only one of many possible opinions, open to debate, disagreement, controversy, but also, inevitably, to mystification. In other words, there is no truth. Put differently, truth is that which inevitably contradicts itself. Perhaps that is what is borne out by my story in the end. That might also explain why, instead of the truth, I offer you a greater consolation, a dream. Msa Lekhir. Good evening. Permit me to introduce myself. My name is Hassan. I am a storyteller, monarch of a realm vaster than any you can envisage, that of the imagination. My memory is not what it used to be, but if we can settle on a democratic price, I will tell you a tale the like of which I promise you have never heard before. It is a love story, like all the best stories, but it is also a mystery, for it concerns the disappearance of one of the lovers, or the other, or perhaps both of them, or neither. It happened 2 years ago, or it might have been 5 or 10 or 25. These details are unimportant. The pink dust hung suspended in the air that evening, just as it does tonight. The light from the spice and fruit stalls cast bright plumes like desert wraiths. The restless throbbing of drums rose and fell like bodies in the sand. And, in the end, the events surrounding the lovers brought an entire fabled city to a standstill and transformed forever the character of its renowned meeting place, the Jamaa El Fana.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?